Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I'm Glenn the Geek, all the way up to 12 degrees here in Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings, and it's like freezing 56 degrees here in Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning for Thursday, December 9th, 2010, episode 29, sponsored by EZ Signs Online. Good morning, Horse World.
I am too smart. SMRT. I mean SMART.
So many ways to be smart.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Glenn. Oh, my gosh. Was that Homer Simpson on our show?
Yes, it was. Homer made an appearance. Aren't we? You should feel good about that.
You know, I just read, actually, that the Simpsons characters, the people who do the main voices, get $400,000 an episode.
That's a happy group. Been doing that for, what, 10, 12 years now? They've been doing that a long time.
Hey, cool. Hey,
I wanted to tell you the reason that we had all that smart music this morning was because of our guest coming up that Jennifer's going to tell us about a little bit later, but it all has to do with being smart. So I was looking around. That was a good medley, I think. Did you get the first one? You know what that was from?
I have no idea.
From Get Smart, from the series Get Smart. That was the theme music from Get Smart.
Glenn, you're
you don't
in a,
remember
you're...
that.
You're kind of before my time. I didn't know Get Smart. Didn't they remake it or something?
All of the old people like me will recognize that instantly. So,
we know Get Smart as Steve Carell. Okay, that was Get Smart.
We have a very special announcement we talked about yesterday coming up at 10 o'clock today. So everybody's going to want to stay tuned for that, especially the ladies in the audience.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to need the ladies' help. And, you know, my counterpart and I, not Glenn, another counterpart of the Horse Radio Network, have been working very hard on this project. And we're gonna send it out to all the horsewomen in the world and let them be a part of this special announcement at 10 o'clock. I'm so excited to talk about it, as you can imagine.
I bet you are, too. I bet you are. Hey, I wanted to mention, too, that you remember the painted horses that we talked about here in Lexington?
Yeah, they were on every street corner, and they were these big fiberglass horses that are painted, and it was the second time they've done it, and they had that big auction and everything.
And remember I said there was like 15 of them or something that were left that didn't get sold at the auction? Well, they're on eBay now. So they put them up on eBay. Yeah, we'll put a link in our show notes for a starting bid of $3,000. You can buy yourself a painted pony and full-size painted pony. So I guess, Jennifer, the thought of putting one out as a yard identifier in our yard is out because they started at $3,000. So I guess that's out.
It's out.
So you're,
we can find
not getting them. You're not getting them at an eBay discount, huh?
No, I don't think so. Hey, I got a question too. What would happen? How do you get them shipped? They're full size horses. Do you have to send your trailer here to Lexington to pick them up, or do you think they ship them out?
That would be the easiest horse to load ever, though.
Yeah, sure. That is true.
No
That's
fighting.
So true.
Hey,
well,
you know what? You mentioned eBay, Glenn. Let me just say what I've been shopping for on eBay. And you know, I got to ask you this question. Is it wrong that I'm 33 years old and I want a Briar horse for Christmas? I mean, do we ever grow out of Briar horses? I want this Briar horse so bad, and I cannot find it anywhere except for on eBay. And, of course, that is the Zenyatta Briar, the full-size one, not the little ornament. But, man,
hey, I didn't know they made one.
Yeah, I guess it came out October 1st, and they sold out apparently immediately because you can't even buy it online on BriarHorses.com. So I've been looking on eBay, and I wonder if I should wait till next Christmas. Prices will go down a little bit.
Okay, so I'm looking over here at eBay. Well, holy cow, $68, $80, $99. Wow, you're right.
Yeah, and that's still with, like, plenty of time left. And you know everybody swoops in on eBay at the last minute and starts bidding up. So, I mean, they're at $65, and they already have, like, 10, 14 bids. So this one's $76 with 14 bids, and it still has 10 hours to go. I'm in trouble.
I heard I was in trouble, too, this morning when I posted that video, that tribute to Zenyatta up there.
Glenn, you can't do this to an emotional woman when it's 5:30 in the morning my time, and I wake up and Glenn's got on Facebook, hey, if you're a Zenyatta fan, here's a Zenyatta tribute. And you did, to be fair, say grab a Kleenex, but I thought, I can watch it. Oh, my gosh, I was a puddle on the floor watching this video entitled Zenyatta's Tribute. And it's just phenomenal. And did you say that it was for some sort of contest or something?
Yeah, apparently it was some kind of video contest that this guy did, and you can vote for him and stuff. It's on Facebook right now. I put it at Horses in the Morning. Just search for Horses in the Morning and become a fan of our page over there. And I wanted to remind everybody that you can post during the show today comments and things, because people do have conversations on our Facebook page during the show. But, yeah, so it's over there. Take a look at it and get your tissue out and go to town. I thought he did a very good job of it. You know, it was very, very well done, very professional looking. So
the part that really killed me was Mike Smith at the end, and he's, like, doing
I
the
know.
20, and he's crying, and I was like, oh, Billy Mike. Because every one of us feels like we were riding Zenyatta during that race as well. And if you would have seen me watching that race in my living room, you'd have realized I was working just as hard as Mike.
Well,
come on!
I do what I can to have you cry every day. I do what I can. And like you're not emotional enough with your husband gone for a couple days now, and like you're not emotional enough. There I am, helping out, and it's all for a good cause there.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
In every way I can. Hey, Equestrian Collections has a neat contest going on that I noticed this morning on their Facebook page. Just go over there. They have what they're calling 12 Days of Christmas, and they're giving away a different item each day. Somebody won a helmet yesterday. And all they want you to do is post a link on an Equestrian Collections Facebook wall to any product for $100 or less that you think would make the perfect gift for yourself, your horse, or another person. Tell us why it would make a perfect gift and who it would be for. And you have to start it with, it's interesting, they have a lot of people posting over there. Some of our fans on the morning show here, I see, are posting over there. And they're all starting it like on the second day of Christmas. Equestrian Collections gave to me. And,
oh,
and
I love
this
it.
One's like, yeah, a pair of Smoky Mountain Ladies Charlotte boots. And Smoky Mountain's an interesting company, the boot company. They started when we had our tack shop years ago, and they had about 12 boots, Jennifer. They were real small.
Yeah, and literally 12 boots, six pairs.
Yeah. And they didn't have them in stock. We placed our first order, and they said, well, we haven't made any yet. We're just testing the water.
They were that
and
new.
Now they're
that
a big
new.
Boot company now. So that's Equestrian Collections. Check it out, and you can enter over the next 12 days and win something cool over there. Well, Jennifer, what's on the show today?
Quite the lineup on today's show. Corrine Shippers from the Equine Photographers Network will be here to talk about the new photo contest for 2011. I know there are a lot of shutterbugs out there in the horse world, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. And we're going to follow that up with Karen Murdoch, owner of Lucas, the newly crowned Guinness Book of World Records smartest horse. This is the first time they've ever had a smartest horse designation. And Karen and Karen's helpers and Lucas's fans all worked very hard to get this done. I can't wait to hear her story on how she got that to happen. And then we're going to have a little splash or two of horsey music because Glenn can't resist. And then, of course, at the 10 o'clock hour, the huge announcement. Way back at the beginning of December when we gave away our big prizes, I said, you ain't seen nothing yet. So this is going to be a huge announcement, and I think it's going to cause quite a ruckus and perhaps crash our Facebook page from responding. Yeah.
We just might, yeah. And again, it's a huge announcement and a huge asking for help. So we're not like saving the world here, okay? So we will be asking for your help at the end of the show, and it'll be a lot of fun. You know, the holidays can be quite stressful. Like at my house, I'm trying to get the house and the farm and ready for all my family that's coming in town, and I have to buy stocking stuffers and Christmas gifts and get the tree decorated, wrap all the presents, you know, clean, do everything in the world, plus have this job and then teach everything. So a little stressful, but this is going to take the stress, just melt it right away. How'd that sound? This description that, okay?
You did great. I give you an A for that one. Speaking of doing great, you posted a picture of you and your hubby on Facebook, too, on our Facebook page. You finally figured out how to post a picture.
Yeah, I realized that you just can't do it from your iPhone.
No,
you have to actually sit down at the computer. And so I was able to do that. And I have got to say, you know, it's our Christmas picture, one of our little Christmas pictures that we're gonna use for those little Christmas cards. And it was such a cool thing because that the horse that I'm sitting on is the Thoroughbred, the rescue, the total disaster. So this was his first time leaving the arena. And of course, let's leave the arena and take a picture. So it's me on the rescue Thoroughbred, and then Chad, my husband, is on my warm blood, which is also an interesting challenge because he only rides Western when he does ride. I mean, it's still like maybe once or twice a month that he rides, and he rides his little quarter horse that neck reins. And so here's my neighbor standing out there with the camera. I'm trying to get this spooky Thoroughbred to cross the street to turn around and get the mountains behind us. And then there's my husband trying to neck rein my warm blood. You should have seen the amount of pictures we took. We took like 100 just to get that semi-decent one.
No offense, but that warm blood's ears are huge.
Hey, you know, why you got to pick on my boy like that?
I love the other one, though. I love your Thoroughbred. He has an arrow on his face.
It looks like what?
It looks like an arrow. It looks like the blaze looks like an arrow.
I never thought of that. It kind of does. You're right. Yeah. That's the rescue horse that I got from the sheriff's department. You know, he was 700 pounds when they confiscated him, and they had him for about a year just putting weight on him, offered him for adoption, and that's when I found him and adopted him. And he has been an absolute challenge, but for some reason, he's just turned the corner. You know, we had to treat him for ulcers and do all sorts of stuff on him. But he is, he's coming around. He's coming around. But yeah, definitely a challenge to get him out of the driveway. But I must tell you that, you know, the Thoroughbreds, when they do the tattoos on them, it is the best way to track down, you know, the history of your horse. That you come along, you know, he's 9 years old, and he's just had this terrible life. So I did the tattoo research on him, Glenn. You're never going to believe this. His daddy,
okay, I'm ready.
His daddy won the Kentucky Derby.
Really? Who was it?
Lil E.T. I think it was like 1983 or something. But I'm like, how can this horse, the son of a Kentucky Derby winner, end up, you know, in the desert, starved? But you just never know where they're going to go, and he's doing really well now, so I'm pretty proud of him.
I really like how the arrow on his head points to the rider.
I haven't even noticed that. That's so funny. I never thought of it.
Yeah, but, did you see the one comment from Barbara that said, you lucked out there, Jamie girl? I mean the hubby, but the horses are cute too.
Yes, my husband is very cute. I did like the comment immediately that's like, oh, congrats. Is there a reason your hubby's not wearing a helmet?
Yeah, that is a good question. He's not wearing a helmet in that one.
There's about 10 reasons that he's not wearing a helmet, and the main reason is because he's like, I'm a dude. I don't wear helmets. But, of course, we're working on that. We're working on that part of it. But the other part was he actually walked the horse, like, 10 steps. So,
right.
You know, there's no excuse, but he definitely, for the Christmas picture, I said, okay, we're going to be able to show your face, but I am definitely wearing a helmet on this crazy thoroughbred. So that's why I'm wearing a helmet, and he's not. So sorry about that. It's a bad example, but we do usually wear helmets.
Well, he has to wear, in his defense, he wears helmets and jumpsuits and flight suits and all kinds of crap going to work every day. So,
we can
forgive him a little bit for not wearing a helmet.
Yeah, he says that compared to flying an F-16, the horse is no big deal. He's like, whatever.
You know, he's kind of almost right about that in a way. You know, he really doesn't have anybody shooting missiles at him.
Yeah.
While fighting his horse.
Exactly.
Well, we have our first guest on the line today, and I met her a couple of years ago, and I saw that she had a post up about a contest that they're doing over at the Equine Photographers Network. Corrine Shippers is on the line. Hi, Corrine. You're on the air with us.
Hi, Glenn. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us a little bit about the Equine Photographers Network first, and then we'll talk about this nifty contest that our listeners can enter.
Well, the Equine Photographers Network, you can find us at equinephotographers.org. We started out as just a directory for professional equine photographers for people to go to find somebody in their area if they were looking for a photographer. This was about 10 years ago that we started it, and we've grown by leaps and bounds. We've got members from all over the world. We have a very active online forum discussion community. We do image assignments. We have all sorts of different projects that go on. We give online courses. We do 2 to 4 workshops every year. We do the big one in Colorado every spring, which we get access to the Sombrero Ranch, and we photograph cowboys, and then we photograph the Great American Horse Drive, which is an event like no other. It's very exciting if people love to chase cowboys, and I don't know who doesn't.
Your pictures from some of that are incredible. I know that
it's beyond description. And actually, this year we're, in addition to the photo workshop, we're going to have a Nikon rep come and do a whole separate workshop on video production. So this will incorporate elements of sound and action into video. And if people want to go to the site, they can see a video that was created there last year. And you know, photographs make it very one-dimensional because there's so much dust and noise and, you know, 800 horses milling all around you that it's a real it's hard to capture it with photos. So video really gives people the feeling of being right in the middle of the action, and it's very exciting. So it's something that we're really excited to be able to offer people to come and photograph. And the cowboys love having us there because they're big hams and they love to be photographed. So it's a real win-win situation on both sides for the photographers and the cowboys. So right now we just put out a call for entries for our photo contest, and I pulled up some information so people can go check it out. It's the website is equinephotocontest.com, very easy, and all the information is there, and it's an online contest. So people from all over the world can enter. Nothing has to be mailed. It's a very easy online entry form. We've been running this since 2004 every year, and it grows by leaps and bounds. We have a professional division and an amateur division. And the beauty of this contest is people can enter their photos, and they will get some comments back from the judges. So they will know exactly what the judge thought about their photo and maybe give them a little tip to improve their photography. Very often we'll enter our work into a juried art show or a contest, and we won't make, we won't place or, you know, and we get no feedback. So the feedback is great to have, and every year we get a lot of comments from people that entered that really appreciative of getting just that little bit of feedback, just to, you know, seeing things that they may never have noticed themselves. So that's a really good thing about our contest. We actually added 2 new divisions this year because we found that one of our categories was called the Horses and Humans category, and we were getting so many entries in that, we decided to divide it. One is a formal portrait, horse and human, and the other one just shows the bond between horses and humans. So it'll be a little easier for our judges to, you know, be able to use more good photos in their top tens, because the quality of the entries that we get is so incredible that very often, very many of the good photos just don't make the cut into the top ten. One other thing that we also do with the photo contest is we open it up to people's choice voting. So once the judges are done judging the contest, they've got all their winners picked and placed, and they're done, you know, they're done with their job. The top 10 for each class gets put up on the site, and then we allow people to come in and pick their people's choice, their one favorite photo. And last year the stats showed that we had 3,500 people come in and look at the photos and pick their favorites. So that's a real popular feature. We also have a number of ribbons and prizes. We give ribbons to 10th place, and then we give prizes to first, second, and third. And then we also have a best of show amateur and pro, and the People's Choice amateur and pro. And so since I'm the chief cook and bottle washer, I get to package up ribbons for 14 different categories and prizes and ship them all over the world. So that's one of the fun things I get to do as running this thing. But it's really, it's amazing to see the work that comes from all over the world. And it grows every year. And I highly recommend anybody that loves to take photos of horses just to go. And you can go see previous winners on the site, and you can see the photos that have won over the last 7 years now. It's really inspirational to see the images, and it's not just your standard horse photos. It's just amazing artistic work, and really makes you want to just get out and take more photos.
I know. It makes me want to go out and get a fancy camera, because my iPhone's not going to cut it for this contest. But
yeah,
I was looking at
true.
the different categories, and obviously best in show, people's choice, but you've got performance horses, so kind of like horses at work, horses and humans, the head study, the horse at liberty. So if you've just taken a really cool picture of your horse out in the field that you really, that is emotional to you, you know, this might be a good thing. You've got extreme action. You can even go black and white. So there's a head study. So these are really phenomenal photos. I'm looking at the winners from last year, and oh my gosh, so cool. And I was thinking, I've got some pictures I could put in there. Now, looking at the winners, I'm like, I need to go back to work.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's just like with a horse show. It's highly subjective, so you never know what the judges, you know, will catch their eye. And sometimes, you know, we run it, and we always bring in one of our professional members to judge the pro division. And sometimes you say, well, you kind of disagree with the judging, but that's, you know, it comes down to being that judge's opinion, and you have to just honor that. And, you know, very often the top 10 placings could go any way, you know, and it's very hard to say first, second, third, because they're all so good. So, I hate to see people get discouraged because they don't place, but then when you go and look at what you're up against, it kind of gives you an idea that, you know, it raises the bar for you to just keep working at it. And, you know, it's every year the quality gets better, and our equipment is getting better, and our knowledge of photography is getting better, so the competition will improve every year, ideally.
Well, Karina, I'm looking at...
Sorry, I also highly recommend, before I forget, that people read the rules very carefully, because very often we'll get photos that weren't entered into the appropriate category, so they may not, you know, they may be great photos, but, you know, they may not have put it, you know, where they should have gone. So, you know, read those rules, read the descriptions of the categories, and then make sure that you enter your photo in the right category.
Some of these, Karina, I can't even believe are photographs. They look like paintings. I was on amateur performance for the 2010 winners, and the second place winner in amateur performance, actually, was titled Christmas in Middleburg by Karen Monroe. It is just it looks like a painting. It just looks like a painting.
Yeah.
It's a hunt scene coming through the middle of Middleburg.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And everything?
There's, and that photo looks like it really hasn't been photoshopped or anything like that. They were just in the right place at the right time, and they knew how to work their gear, and they got a beautiful shot. And yeah, that it's tough to put a first, second, or third on any of these, really, because it could go either way, you know.
And I'm really impressed.
That
go ahead.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, I'm really impressed that the amateur ones are every bit as good as the professional ones.
Absolutely. There's so many good amateur photographers that are really giving the professionals a run for their money. But, you know, you have to realize a lot of people, and this is what I'm telling people these days, is just do photography for the love of it. It's so hard to do it as a living that you're better off just keeping your day job and photographing for the pure joy of it, and that takes a lot of the stress out of trying to make money out of it. So we have a lot of general members in our EPNet membership that are, you know, incredibly talented and do wonderful work, but I think they've got the right idea to just stay amateur and enjoy it and, you know, work on their skills, and they've got the gear, and they can produce every good as good images as the pros can. So it makes the pros have to work a little harder, I think.
So when is the contest entry deadline? When should their pictures be to you by? How much time
do
we have to work on
them? February 1st. They have to be entered by then, and then we go to the judges, and the it takes a while for everybody to get judged. And then I actually don't see it in front of me right now, but we will open it up to the People's Choice voting. That starts on March 4th through the 18th, and then April 1st we go live with the results. So it's a bit of a process because there's so many photos, and, you know, the judges have to go in and look at every single one and leave comments, and so that's quite a bit of work. So get your photos entered by February 1st, and then hopefully everybody will be on our mailing list, and they'll get notifications when we open it up to the People's Choice voting. When the People's Choice voting opens, those are the top 10 photos from each category. So if they entered, they may not see their photo up there because it may not have placed in the top 10. That's always a question that we get. Why is my photo not there? Sorry, but you didn't make the cut. And you know, we get so many good entries that very often it's a little disappointing. But, you know, that's how it goes. So keep watching the site and place your People's Choice. And then on April 1st, we go live with the results. One other thing that's going on right now on EPNet that's always a really fun project is on the summer solstice and the winter solstice, we do a photo project for anybody anywhere that has a camera. You don't need to be a member. It doesn't cost you anything. We have a winter and summer solstice project twice a year. So this is coming up on the 21st. It'll be the shortest day of the year. And we ask everybody to take their camera and document their horse wherever they may be in the world. And then we have a gallery that we create on our forum. And everybody uploads their photos. And it's a fun project because you get to see what everybody's doing on the winter solstice. So the winter solstice is always a lot of fun because everybody's freezing and cold and there's snow and the horses are miserable. And then the summer one is always fun because it's usually summer. I mean, most of us are in the northern hemisphere. So, you know, if people want to join that, just go to the equinephotographers.org site and go to the events, and you'll see a link there that explains that little project. And it's, you know, we get people submitting from Russia and Australia, all over U.S., Canada, and it kind of brings everybody together, and it makes a great community for everybody that loves horses and photography. So it's something that it's a lot of fun to do.
All right, great. Well, this is terrific. It's the EquinePhotoContest.com and also EquinePhotographers.org. We'll put a link on our show notes. And when you finally choose the winners, then next year we're going to have them on the show. We're just going to have to get the amateur.
Oh, super. That's a great idea.
Get a couple of the amateur winners on the show to talk to them about their photos. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
well, thank
that
you,
would
Kareen.
Be great.
We appreciate
thanks,
you
guys.
Being here, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Glenn, our sponsor this half hour is EasySignsOnline.com. With the holidays approaching fast, it's time to start thinking about a unique gift this year for that special someone. An affordable and durable personalized sign is a gift that will be appreciated for many years to come. This is absolutely what my husband and I got each other this year, was a sign for our farm out front. You can visit our friends at EasySignsOnline.com and browse their unique website to see their many custom sign options and styles. I mean, you can get stall signs, stall plaques, anything you need, you can design on this website. And it's the only one that gives you upfront pricing, by the way, that is from experience. So their step-by-step sign ordering process allows you to choose your sign options, see the pricing right there, vinyl banners, magnetic vehicle signs, stall nameplates, farm entrance signs, any kind of sign you need, they've got it. So with a sign to suit everyone's budget, gift-giving has never been so easy and fun. This week's special is 10% off all listed prices and free shipping. Free shipping. That's where they get you. Plan your shopping now and take advantage of the special offer today. That's EZ, the letters EZSignsOnline.com.
Did you get your sign yet? You ordered one from him.
I did order one. It hasn't come yet. He said that it should be here in the next couple of days to give us plenty of time to get it up before my family comes for Christmas. So
yay!
He rushed the order a little bit, so it was. I'm so excited about it. And again, I'm serious. It is like so easy to do it, and you know, to do some comparison shopping before we bought it. We went. Chad and I went online to several different websites, and nothing is as easy. Plus, you have to like call those people and get them to price quote you, and it's
yeah,
kind
they
of
don't
like
put prices
a
on.
Car dealership,
right.
You know.
Yep. But yep, it is. Then time. He lays it all out there and lets you know what the price is ahead of time, which is one of the cool things about Easy Signs Online.
Yeah,
is you
like
can you can
bargain.
See you can yeah. Hey, when I wanted to ask you earlier in the show and I forgot. When do you leave for Vegas?
I'm going to Vegas, baby. I'm leaving Friday after the show. Is that tomorrow? Yeah, I guess I should.
Tomorrow.
Try.
So you're leaving tomorrow. Woohoo!
Tomorrow after the show. So what do I do when my husband, you know, deploys to Pakistan for 2 weeks? I'm going to Vegas to the NFR.
Go and hang out with the Cowboys.
You know, I did invite him to go, but obviously he had previous engagement.
Yeah. You invited him past you knew he was going to be overseas, working hard, flying jets around, and here you are out playing with the Cowboys in Vegas.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, and I was invited, and it would be rude to turn down an invitation like that. So I have to do what I have to do, Glenn. Hello. I'm a giver, and I have to give a little bit every now and then. So going to look at cow horses in Vegas is what I'm going to go do.
Well, have fun. I'm sure you're going to have a blast this weekend. I don't even have to worry about that because you're going with some of your girlfriends, right?
Yes, they're already there. They're going to be worn out by the time I get there, but it should be fun. Well, we've got our next guest on the line right now. It's Karen Murdoch, and this is a woman that has dedicated her life to horses, and she has done, you know, every kind of sport known to man. And when I read the article about her horse, it reminded me of the racetrack reject thoroughbred that I have in the back. But times a million, this horse is just phenomenally smart. And that's why she won Smartest Horse. And she's going down in the Guinness Book of World Records with Lucas. Hey, Karen, how are you? You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thanks for coming on. So, first of all, how's Lucas doing?
He's great. Just keeping up with all the media. We have the Guinness World Record that just came out, so we've been inundated with mail and calls and photo op opportunities. That's wonderful.
Take us from the beginning. Start with how you acquired Lucas, and then we'll get to the Guinness part.
You know, I found Lucas advertised in a local sale ad as a green project horse. He left the racetrack 6 years earlier after blowing both front tendons. He raced in 3 races. Neighbor rescued him from a yard because he was starving and was hoping to include him in her amateur jumping program, but he wasn't fitting in. So I found him for sale and just fell in love with him.
Now, you fell in love with him, but he's not the kind of horse that most people would fall in love with. Talk about the challenges that you had once you got him.
You know, he was very problematic, bucking, bolting, spooking, spinning, very untrusting, not confident at all, very worried. So we went through a lot of difficult times, but I think that in itself made our bond stronger in having to overcome such challenges initially.
You say challenging, bucking, bolting, rearing, by all that. That's more than just challenging. That's like you're asking for it, sister.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of trouble. My training background, though, goes back to auction horses, many, many years of studying everything from dogs, birds, marine mammals, even zoo animals, and every type of horse training I could find, circus to barrel racing, jumping to reining, everything I could find to include in my program. I train horses professionally, and I also train all of my dogs with these techniques. My Spaniel Wendell is a certified therapy dog with over 500 hours of service. So the techniques are very sound and solid. I've also been a psychiatric nurse for the last 25 years. So I draw a lot on my background dealing with very, very difficult situations. So it's been very helpful, thank goodness.
You thrive in the difficult situations. Okay, so you've got this horse, a racetrack reject, as you call him, and he's got both tendons. He's bucking and bolting and spooking and spinning and all those things. How did you connect with him initially, and what was that? What was the kind of breakthrough moment? Because there had to be something that you did to all of a sudden kind of turn the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, the liberty is really what I rely on for the most part. I mean, every horse is different, but the liberty training allows me to form a bridge between us. So I use a lot of liberty training, and it's not the usual liberty training that you'll see. I don't run the horses around endlessly until they're exhausted and hopeless and have a look of resignation on their faces. What I do is use the liberty training to connect, and once I have that, I'll then develop their focus and attention, and it actually promotes the eagerness and willingness that you see with Lucas. And from there, I expand on it. With Lucas, I just took it further because he seemed to have an insatiable curiosity and willingness to learn. Just trying to come up with games daily for him to keep him satisfied.
Uh-huh. So when you have come up with games and you're doing all this, you've made the switch from this horse. How do you get from the horse that I think you said that your first trick, when I read the article, you started with just teaching him to smile. Now he's the world's smartest horse. So walk us through that, because how do you get the world's smartest horse?
You know, I think if I set out trying to do that, it would have been a dismal failure. Really, all I was hoping for was just to be able to have a fun partnership with him and to enjoy each other's company. It was never with the idea to create an internet sensation or be in the news. It was never anything for ourselves. It was really a way to help the horses. I've always loved thoroughbreds particularly, and the difficulties that they face and the problems that a lot of the rescue horses are going through. It was really to try to see what we could come up with to see how we could contribute to the world. I don't make money for Lucas. We perform to benefit nonprofits and also to show children and really the public how smart and wonderful animals are. So it was really to try to help, which has come back to me a thousandfold, a millionfold.
Oh, that's great. Well, we do, thank you for what you're doing. So you've got the world's smartest horse. How do you get the Guinness Book involved in that? And then tell us what does he do? How's he smart?
Mm-hmm. What an adventure. You know, it's just one thing after another, and I have to say that it's really been carried out through all of Lucas's friends worldwide. Within 5 months, we had over 1 million hits on his website and just people rallying to support his message, which is hope and happiness for all creatures. So they helped carry the message. One thing led to another. AOL picked up the story, and from AOL, Guinness contacted us and advised us to attempt a record. It went back and forth. That was a huge endeavor. I had no idea when we started what all was involved as far as the expert witnesses, the expert timers with stopwatches accurate to 1/100th of a second, a veterinary surgeon, on and on, just stacks of reams of documents.
The oh, I know.
Myself,
I had some friends that tried to I think they were stuffing marshmallows in their mouth, and they were trying to, like, have the world record. And nothing as cool as yours. But they were putting paper clips on their face or something. They tried to get it done in the Guinness Book, and they just get inundated with the paperwork that you have to complete, and the witnesses and everything, that they gave up. And they were like, you know, we'll be satisfied with stuffing 42 marshmallows in our mouth on our own time. So that's really cool that they contacted you about this. Now, what did he have to perform with all these expert witnesses and all these vets and all these things? What did Lucas have to do to become the world's smartest horse?
Well, we specified, and I helped develop the guidelines, that he would be free in a pen surrounded by all this equipment and photographers and all the witnesses, because I wanted to show that not only are animals smart, but they're also very loyal and loving and want to please. So for Lucas to be loose in this pen, I think it was 80 meters round, no halter, nothing, waiting for me, my cue, while I gave my little introductory speech, just waiting for my signal. When I gave the signal to start, I put his desk in front of him. He had 60 seconds to identify the numbers randomly that I called out in a non-sequential, a non-repeating sequence. And he was able to identify 19. So just that he was willing to do that and really knew how very important it was to us. If I did it just for myself, if it was just something to try to have for myself, I would never have done such a thing. But really, it's to promote kindness and proper treatment of animals, humane treatment of animals.
Okay,
once people
stop
realize
here.
How smart. Mm-hmm.
Your horse identifies numbers?
Yes. He identifies numbers and shapes and letters and discriminates colors. He also understands the concepts of object permanence, spatial relationships, same, different, proportion, and absence.
Well, geez, I even have trouble identifying numbers.
I know, right?
I told my husband, he's really smarter than some people I've known. And
yeah.
Really has helped. You know, it's to help kids, too. We do a lot with the kids, showing them that, you know, if they apply themselves and they overcome some challenges and obstacles, really it's just a matter of patience and working at it, sticking with it.
Oh,
now,
my gosh, yes.
Is he food motivated, or is he praise motivated, or just of, you know, feeding on the success, or?
You know, Glenn, I do offer treats. It's not necessary. It's not a necessary part of my program, but I explain to people I don't work for free. I don't expect him to. So I do offer him treats. Depending on the animal, it's not absolutely necessary. I just posted on YouTube the most recent CHA conference demonstration that I did, and I didn't use any food. And with horses I'd never encountered before, within 10 minutes they were following me around without any treats. So it's not necessary. I use it as a form of appreciation, and you have to be very particular with treats. And they're given on particular schedules to promote the anticipation and the eagerness.
By the way, so, that works for horse husbands too, by the way. We enjoy being rewarded with treats.
I always tell my husband, Doug, Lucas is better trained than he is. Of course, I got
this
when he was younger, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, that's phenomenal. Do you take, I'm sure that you get offers all the time. Do you take other people's horses in training to pay the bills? How does one pay the bills volunteering this much?
You know, Jamie, I really don't. I don't have the time right now, and I'm very fortunate to have a very supportive husband. I still work part-time as a psychiatric nurse for acute care patients. So it gets done. You know, with enough devotion and conviction, things have a way of happening for the best.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. I just cannot wait to go online and watch some of his videos. And I guess, do they just search for Lucas on YouTube, or how does that work? How can we find him?
We have a web. Thank you for asking. We have a website. It's www.playingwithlucas, and it's Lucas with a K. He's also on YouTube and Facebook.
So I can be friends with
Lucas. That would be on the website. Uh-huh. Playing with Lucas.
Yeah, I did an article search for him today, and there must have been 500 pages of Lucas stuff. So he's definitely out there. Well, thank you, Karen.
I really
we appreciate
our friends.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job, and congratulations. That's really incredible. You know, anytime we can get a horse that transcends the horse world and goes mainstream, mm-hmm. which is what Lucas has done with the Guinness record, and you now doing press outside of the horse world, I just think that's true. That's more important than anything. Because we need that. We need that in the horse world. We need heroes. We need the Zenyattas. We need the Lucases. You know, we need those horses that really do transcend to bring new people into our community, and that's the only way it's going to happen.
I totally agree, Glenn. Yeah, absolutely.
So, and you're it. So thank you for that. We appreciate it. All right.
Good.
Thank you for being on, and we'll put links to Lucas's page. Oh, I love the one. I'm on his page now, and I love the one picture where he's wearing the funny hat. So we'll put links to his page, Playing with Lucas, and we appreciate you getting up early and being with us today.
Well, thanks so much, guys. You have a great day, and I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
So the world's smartest horse's owner was just on our show. Amazing.
I know. Isn't that cool? You know, I think if he was really smart, he could have come on himself, but apparently that's still an issue. So,
you know, he's probably, you know, doing other interviews right now. He's probably on, you know, like the E! Entertainment is following him around. He's got paparazzi. You know, he's very busy fighting off the paparazzi.
I think we should get Lucas together with Zenyatta, and we'll make a really smart racehorse.
Really smart and pretty. But I don't know, it sounds like Lucas didn't run very fast, so maybe that'd be a bad idea.
And it, you know, Jennifer is asking a good question here. She says she's wondering if Lucas is going to be a briar.
That would have been a great question. I bet that he is. I mean, why not? He's going to be in the Guinness book, so
he's very popular. Now they've had millions of hits on the videos. So I am sure that that's going to happen at some point. And I came up while she was talking. It got me thinking about your briar situation and, you know, about these Zenyatta briars going for up to $100 on eBay. And you're going, well, I'll have to wait. I have an excellent argument for your husband. You could tell him, look, I really want one of two things this year for Christmas. I'll take one of these briars that you can buy on eBay for $100. Or one of these painted horses from Lexington that we can put out front in the yard for $3,000.
Man,
you know, anytime you present,
leveraging.
I know. I'm thinking for you.
I appreciate
here.
It. I can still throw in the guinea pig thing, and I'll probably get the Zenyatta really quick.
Okay. No, we're not on your side with the guinea pig thing. Although I saw a very funny video that I should have sent you, and I'll never find it again on YouTube, about a smart guinea pig. So I find that again, I'll send it to you. It was kind of cute. But I'm still with him on the guinea pig. And on that note, let's take a break for today's news, and we'll be back for the big announcement for all the ladies in the audience.
This is the Horse Radio Network News. This weekend at the University of Tennessee at Martin, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management will offer roughly 40 wild horses for adoption. Animals under 3 years old will cost $125, while those 3 years and older are offered at $25 because they have generally been passed by at previous adoption events. The adoption fee pays for the managing of the herds and for rounding up the horses each year. Potential adopters will have to meet BLM requirements before adoption is approved. The Bureau herds the horses from open rangeland in 10 western states. The horses are all checked by a veterinarian, wormed and vaccinated, and many of the males are gelded before they are offered for adoption. The Bureau of Land Management estimates on its website that more than 33,000 wild horses and 4,000 wild burros continue to roam BLM-managed rangelands. As they have no natural predators, their numbers double about every 4 years. Team Morgan 2010 is the gold medal winner of this year's Hunter Seat Equitation Competition that took place at Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri last month. The team competed against the college's equitation team, and it was Team Morgan's first Hunter Seat competition. In 2007, the American Morgan Horse Association and the American Morgan Horse Educational Charitable Trust approved Team Morgan, an international multidiscipline equitation competition for Morgan youth aged 14 to 21. Past Team Morgan competitions have included saddle seat competitions in South Africa and the Massachusetts Morgan Horse Show, as well as a competition in North Carolina in 2009. The Des Moines-based Animal Rescue League of Iowa and Hooves and Paws Rescue in Glenwood have joined forces to rescue 39 sick and neglected horses from a 40-acre property in Glidden in rural Carroll County. The Rescue League took 2 days to relocate the horses to multiple rescue groups and foster homes throughout Iowa and Nebraska, including 8 horses now being cared for by the league. And an update on a story that we ran last week concerning Paola Zarafa's dressage stallions that were being threatened with either export or euthanization. The Toronto Sun reports that the horses have been granted an injunction for another week. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency threatened to kill the horses if they were not shipped back to France last week. When the Zarafa family decided to move back home to Canada from France, they hired an importer, unaware that he had a history of problems with properly completing paperwork and a poor relationship with the CFIA. He transported the Zarafa's 7 horses, but the papers for the 2 stallions were made out as temporary, and the CFIA stepped in and quarantined all the horses. Zarafa said she was told by the CFIA the stallions had to go back to France over fears of contagious equine metritis, despite them being tested in France before coming to Canada and given a clean bill of health. The CFIA told the family it had no interest in having the horses retested here and has ignored offers by the owners to have the stallions gelded so they can't breed, which would eliminate any problem. Zarafa worries the stallions have been in Canada so long now that they have lost their place of origin and won't be allowed back in France. That's all the news this Thursday morning. For Horses in the Morning, I'm Chris Stafford.
Bitty bitty bodies and their itty bitty mini ways.
minis by Marianne Kennedy. I was bouncing so darn high on my ball there, I unplugged my headset. All of a sudden, the song went away. I couldn't hear anything. I was going, what the heck happened? And there it was. It was I was unplugged because I was bouncing so high in my ball. That's a tune that'll stick with you the rest of the day.
Now, I would like to point out to our new listeners that when Glenn says he's bouncing on his ball, describe what you're sitting on right now.
I actually, when I record all the shows, I sit on an exercise ball. So, because it's healthy for you, and it actually keeps me more alert and more awake and all that stuff, so I sit on an exercise ball. Well, when you're playing music like that, the one thing you end up doing is bouncing on your ball. And I know one of these days the darn thing's going to pop and I'm going to end up on the floor. But you'll know because you'll hear it go pop and I'll end up on the floor.
Very good day.
If you like Marianne Kennedy's music, you can find it at her website, MarianneKennedy.com. I can't think of a better stocking stuffer this year for the horse lover in your life. All of her songs are so different, yet they're so much fun. And that was I Love Minis. And who doesn't love minis? I mean, they're cute as a dickens.
Yeah, minis are cute, very, very cute. You just have to figure out what to do with them. If you're not a driver, which you are, Glenn, those of us, you know, we just like to pet them and feed them. But I am assuming that they have jobs, right?
Well, actually, they do. They when you go to shows where they show just minis, they have trail class and they have jumping classes, but they're all done in hand.
Oh.
It's really kind of fun to watch.
I've only seen them be driven. So they do like halter classes, and I know they do the halter ones, but
they do
that they actually did performance sports.
Yes, they're performance sports of a sort in that they have little tiny jumps and the handler cruises along with them. Yeah, it's kind of neat.
So it's sort of like a dog agility class. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, if any of our listeners has any minis, give us a call. Tell us about your minis at 347-637-3238. We want to hear about your minis in the next half an hour here. We'd love to hear about what you do with your minis.
The mini competitors.
Yeah, it's like you got the cowboy boots on and the swagger. You're like, yeah, I have performance horses. Oh, really? What breed? Minis. I'm kind of a big deal.
You know, it's so much fun to see their bits. They're about, 3.5 inches? And they're so cute. They look like something you'd hang from your rearview mirror. You know,
it's like a Christmas tree ornament.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's minis. And you know, I've been playing, a Marianne Kennedy horse-related song every day now for almost a month. And we're not even near done with all the horse songs she's done. She has done so many of them. I wanted to mention, too, speaking of music, that on Tack and Habit this week that just came out today, it's live on tackandhabit.com, we had Templeton Thompson with us. She actually has 3 lines of products that she sells that all make terrific Christmas gifts. And we talked about those on Tack and Habit this week. And one of those things that she sells or has for sale right now is a briar of her horse, Jane. So you can actually buy those. Yeah, I know. She had her horse made into a briar. How cool is that? And she has three Christmas songs that she did specifically for this briar, that when you buy the briar, you get a CD with those Christmas songs in it. And they're only available at Tractor Supply. Tractor Supply is the only one selling her Christmas briars. So it is pretty cool that she got to do that. And we wanted to remind everybody that she will be joining us for an entire hour, like we did with Marianne Kennedy for Thanksgiving. Templeton Thompson is going to join us, and we're going to play some music, and we're just going to laugh and have a good old time for our Christmas Day special. So that'll be on Christmas Day when Templeton joins us for a little bit of
Christmas
fun.
I think it's Christmas Eve, actually.
What's that?
I think she's going to join us on Christmas Eve.
You're right. It is Christmas Eve. You're absolutely right. It'll be on the 24th.
Yes.
Because Christmas Day is a Saturday, and we're not going to – you're staying home, and the family's coming in for you this year, right?
I'm so excited. It's the first time I didn't have to fly somewhere for Thanksgiving and Christmas in a couple years. So definitely healthier on the budget when everybody comes to visit you.
That's true. That is true.
Now, we do have some special holiday shows coming up, Glenn. We have, you know, obviously, we had Mary and Kennedy for Thanksgiving. We're going to have on Christmas, or Christmas Eve, we're going to have Templeton Thompson. And then the ladies are going to do a show. Now, are you going to be involved in our show on December 30th?
No, apparently I've been kicked out, and I'm just going to go out, you know, play some golf, you know, ride my pony. You know, I'm going to be out of here because apparently I'm not allowed, is from what I hear.
I'm sure golf will be really fun in Lexington on December 30th. It'll
yeah,
be, what, 4 degrees?
Yeah, you have to use colored balls that have GPS, little GPS units in them to find them through the snow.
And I think we're going to have a guest join us if let's see, is she ready?
No, I don't think she's quite ready yet, but she's going to be here shortly for the big announcement.
All right, perfect. Let's see, what else did we have before she gets on the phone here? She's on hold.
I think that's it. I think she's ready to go. So I'm just going to bug out here and go off and, you know, get a latte and things like that while the two of you just talk about this big announcement.
Now, you're lying. You're going to sit right here. Yeah. You're going to sit right here and deal with it. Hi, Helena. How are you?
Good morning, Jamie. I'm good. I'm cold, but I'm good.
What's the temperature there?
24.
15.
Oh, you guys have
how much?
What are you talking about?
24.
24. Oh, my gosh. I was like, 54? That's what it is here.
Yeah, no, that would be a heat wave.
Yeah, no kidding. So Helena and I have been doing a little bit of brainstorming along with Jennifer. I don't know, Jennifer, if you want to take credit for any of this or not. You want to just push it off on Helena and I, or what?
I'm pleading the fifth.
Good call.
Pleading the fifth.
Good call.
Cautiously optimistic. What other words do those politicians use?
Well, we're gonna need your research, okay? We're gonna need your research, and you can just tell Glenn that it's for the good of the show, okay?
It's for the good of the show.
Yes, good of the company. So Helena and I were on the air the other day, and we were talking, and we started talking somehow between Helena and I, we started talking about hot guys. I don't know
how
that
happened.
Came up.
I just, you know, where did that come from? Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? Helena and I started talking about hot guys. And then we started getting excited and brainstorming and coming up with an idea. And so our big announcement this morning, we're going to need your help with, is we are going to present. Yeah, let me back up. You've got your Oscars. You've got your Emmys. You've got your Grammys. The Horse Radio Network is going to do an award show, Helena.
Yes, we are. It's going to be the best one ever.
Yeah, forget the Screen Actors Guild, you know, the French Foreign Press. We don't care about them because we are doing, drum roll please, the 2010 Hottest Horse Guy Awards. Woo!
Woo-hoo! It's the Horse Radio Network Hottest Guy Award, or Hottest Horseman.
Hottest Horse, I think Glenn changed it to the Hottest Horse Guy Awards. I like the Hottest Horseman Awards. So we're going to need your help.
Why did Glenn change it?
You argue with the boss on that one. Well, what are we going to do, Helena? What are we calling it?
You know what, Glenn? Sorry.
Well, we can't, Helena, though, we can't call it a Hottest Horseman because some of the categories, they're not horsemen.
Well, what's the difference?
Horseman connotates a certain level. You know, remember that horse husbands, level of horse husbands list we had? See, there, you know, so some of the categories, it's really not going to quite fit horseman. I think horse guys might have to be what's in there.
Yeah, but horse husband actually falls under the parent category of horseman because by association, you're a horseman. You might not be a very adept horseman, but because you're married to a horsewoman,
I don't know. I could argue the other side of that one.
Oh,
well, you know what?
Did you plead the fifth?
Yeah, you're pleading the fifth. It's 2 out of 3. It's the 2010 Hottest Horseman Awards. How's that?
You guys can't even decide what the title's going to be.
You know what? Our listeners are not going to care. They're just going to want to look. And they're going to drool. And hot is the key word here. Okay? Whether it's guy or man, the key word is hot.
Yes. So we have some very specific categories. And, you know, we have so many women listeners out there that just absolutely think that they are married to the hottest horseman in on the planet. And then, you've got hottest horse dads. So we want to see these guys. We need pictures. We need you to post them on our Facebook. Heck, you can email them to me at jamie@horseradionetwork.com. I'll pour over your photos, and I will put them on Facebook for you if you don't have a Facebook account. So we've got some categories for the 2010 Hottest Horseman Awards. Helena, would you like to maybe mention the first one?
The first one, and probably destined to be the most popular, is going to be the most eligible, the most eligible horse bachelor of the year.
Yes, we want single horse guys.
Right. And you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't have to be traditional beauty. You know, different things get different people going here. So we want it, no matter who your nomination is, who your nominee is, send it to Jamie, and we're going to put it up there. We're going to let everybody decide.
Yes, we absolutely will. We also have a category that is the hottest horse dad. Now, this is the fathers that are on the sidelines at the horse shows on the weekends, or, you know, they go riding with their daughters. They bought their daughter a horse. We want to see the hottest horse dads. You can be single. We do put that in the category as well. But you can be married. You can send in the hottest horse husband dad that you're married to and show him, you know, in action. I'd like some action photos here so we can trust the fact that he's a hot horse dad. And, you know, we're accepting, Helena, are we going to do professional, like a professional horseman category and then a subcategory of amateur dads?
Professional dads. No, I think a dad is a dad. No.
Okay.
Maybe next year. We're going to start out a little simpler this year. Let's just pick some horse dads.
Okay, hottest horse dad. We also, of course, am going to have to, and Glenn, I don't think that you get to enter this one, but we are also going to do the hottest horse husbands. We need your submissions for the hottest horse husbands.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly put myself in that category anyway, so I'm okay with that.
Of course, after hours and hours and hours on the ball, all that working out, come on, you definitely qualify. Now, Jamie, are you going to nominate your husband, do you think?
Are we allowed to nominate our own husbands? I mean, I think we're making the final selections along with, you know, votes, but because, I mean, he would win. Mm. So should I enter my horse husband?
Well,
you know, if you don't enter your horse husband, you're liable to get a little flack from the horse husband. You can enter them knowing full well that they can't win, but you don't need to mention that to your horse husband.
Okay, then I'll enter him, but I can't tell him about it because he'd be really mad.
If anything, it's a chance to flash some hot pictures of your husband, you know. look at me.
Yeah, exactly. Look at how hot my husband is. So far we had the most eligible bachelor. I think the most important one for our single horse ladies out there. Then we've got the hottest horse dad. Then we've got hottest horse husband. Now we're going to go into kind of more of the working side of it. And there's so many girls I know that have dated their farriers. And so there's got to be a lot of hot farriers out there, right? So send us your hot farrier. Nominate your hot farrier.
Yeah.
Helena, have you ever dated a farrier?
Yeah. My mind is going back to some of the farriers I've had. I'm laughing and blushing. something about a man.
I remember a particular fairy up there that I think at least 2/3 of his clients, if he never even picked up a hoof, they wouldn't have cared.
Yes, this is true. Can I talk about my second favorite category?
Okay, go ahead.
Are we still doing Best in Breeches?
That was going to save that one for last.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, though. Tell everybody about my favorite category.
Well, you can describe the details because I just like the title and what it implies. It's best in breeches. What horse guy do you know who looks the best in his breeches? Any kind. Well, now let's answer this question. I'm a little bit confused. What about our Western riders? Could it be best in breeches or chaps?
I think let's stick. We'll do that next year. I think we need to stick with the breeches because Glenn has said that no man looks good in breeches.
That's right. I'm sticking to that too.
I can trust that.
Hello. Have you seen Kyle Carter?
Right? Have you seen Jose Ortelli? My God, he's amazing. So, yes, there is definitely good-looking guys in breeches, and that's what we want to prove to Glenn. So if you have to send us a photo of your man or any professional rider in breeches, we're going to have to be able to see, you know, the breeches. So you can, you know, get a 360-degree view would be fine. but
it would be fine.
Please.
We'll accept it.
We'll accept it. We'll accept it. As long as the man is in breeches.
If you must.
If we have to go to their clinic, if we have whatever we have to do to get these photos of men in breeches. So yeah, we've definitely already nominated. What?
It's all for the good of the show.
Yes, it's you know, I just feel like women are objectified enough that we need to objectify men every once in a while. Am I right here?
What do you mean once in a while?
I don't think they'll mind. You know, guys, women get a lot of the attention, so let's give the guys a chance. Instead of looking at it as objectifying men, let's look at it as appreciating their assets because they do have a lot to offer.
We're celebrating men. How about that?
Yes. Yes, they're works of art.
Now, there's
some of them
category.
Are impressionists and some of them are modern art.
Abstract.
Some of them are abstract.
I think I married one of those abstracts.
I am so recording this, obviously, to send to your husband's, by the way. I'm just bringing that up.
Maybe it's for
my
the
husband
show.
Knows that he is the hottest horse. The hottest horse. He's best in breeches, and he doesn't even wear breeches, okay?
Picasso's go for a lot of money, dudes.
I'm telling you. This is a big award. This is the biggest industry award show that there is in the horse world. So
absolutely.
This, you know, we're going to have to do a lot of research. We're going to have to look at a lot of photos and we're going to have to do this for the good of the horse world, okay? The 2010 Hottest Horseman Awards does not come around very often. It's pretty much the first and only one.
That's right. No.
And okay, so then we have, and I'm sorry, Jamie, I took your best for last, but we do still have another category, don't we?
Well, I was thinking of adding a category that, you know, before we get to the final category, do you think we should add a hottest veterinarian category?
Mm.
Well, it's only fair to the farrier's vet.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So, you know what? The more hottest categories we can add, the better.
The more men we can, I mean, the more awards that we can give out, the better. So, so far we have the most eligible bachelor, we have the hottest horse dad, we have the hottest horse husband, we have the hottest farrier, the hottest vet, and the final category, please, Helena.
The best couple. And by that, we mean horse and rider. What's your best pairing?
Yep.
Now, but how do we define best? Best looking? Best performing?
Well,
we
just
pick it.
This isn't most successful competitor. This is hottest. There's a difference.
Thank you for bringing it back down to the level, Jen.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
And she who pleads the fifth. She who pleads the fifth pipes in.
if for some reason you happen to find a photo of a really hot guy that is leading a horse around shirtless, we will accept that.
You know, I've seen a couple of really nice shots from the jog at Rolex.
Oh my god.
Oh, that one freshman this year. Oh my goodness.
Oh, see, again, she pipes in. You see how irresistible this is?
I know. You can't get around not getting excited about the 2010 Hottest Horseman Award. So, again, ladies, we need your help. We are accepting submissions of professional riders. We're accepting submissions of anybody that you know for all of these different categories. Now, we're going to put them up on Facebook. We're going to put them up on our website. And I do believe that there's a couple other websites that are kind of getting excited about this idea as well. Do we have a calendar coming for this year? No, not yet. But you can make your own personal calendars with the winning photos. I completely encourage that.
And I wanted to just say that I did just put the announcement up on Facebook, and we want people to do their nominations right on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. Just search for that on Facebook. If you're not a fan yet, become a fan. And we encourage you to post pictures. These two aren't going to be happy if you just write in names. They, you know, find a picture of them and post them up there.
We need photos. Let's just, we probably have to do one disclaimer just because there could be somebody out there like me. Make sure that your pictures are at least rated PG.
Yes, they must be PG.
Or PG-13.
And the ones that aren't, you can email to Helena@thehorseradionetwork.com or Jamie@horseradionetwork.com. It's for research.
Or Jen, because apparently Jen's come over to the dark side.
Or Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. She will be accepting your submissions as well. She is the producer, so she is going to have to see these.
No comment. I was still stuck on the whole Rolex jog French rider. but he would qualify for two different, actually, several different. We can only nominate for one classification, right? So if you have best in breeches can't have a nomination in best in breeches and most eligible bachelor. It's one only.
I don't know about that.
No?
I think that we'll have one. You can only win one category, but there's a lot of guys that fall under a lot of different categories. And say we get 40 submissions for most eligible bachelor, but none for the best couple. Then you know, I don't know. We can cross promote. I think. What
okay,
do you think, Helena?
You can enter in more than one division. Okay.
I think because this is our first year doing this, I agree. I think that we should just let it all come pouring in, and then we'll just shake them out into the best buckets.
I agree. And we are taking your comments on Facebook as well about different photos or different riders that you may want to vote for. So you can do that as well. You know, the more you post on Facebook, the more excited we're going to get about these. And I think Helena and I are pretty much we're going to pass this around to other women that might appreciate it. But I think the final decision will be us and anybody else, Helena, or is it just you and me and Jennifer picking the winners?
I think it's me and you. Jennifer can have a say because, you know, she, as we're learning throughout this segment, that she does have an opinion.
You know who else is going to want to be involved in this? We can't count out Samantha, and she is definitely excited about this. She was very sad she couldn't join us on the 30th because she's going to be, you know, whatever, visiting family overseas. Who cares? This is more important, I think, but whatever.
We'll make it a panel. So I think that Jamie and I will definitely be involved, and then we'll have Samantha and Jen. So we'll make it a four-woman panel. How's that?
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Now, the
so
other thing, too,
panel.
Is I have a question from the Peanut Gallery. So are you guys going to try, you know, there, in every award shows, there's acceptance speeches. So are you going to be getting these guys on the phone to do their acceptance speeches?
You know, I think a one-on-one interview might do better. but, yes, we will try to get them on the show. I think all the winners should try to be on the show if we can find them.
And we should also say that where will we be distributing the winners' photos? So, you know, if you win, let's step back for a minute. Will horsemen be able to nominate themselves?
I don't see why not. If you're a hot horseman, come on, bring it on.
Bring it on. Bring it on. So if you win, then your photo in all its glory will be shared among what, Glenn? All of our affiliates?
Yes, we'll make sure that we put out a press release with all of the winners in it. And I want to say that our sponsor today, EasySignsOnline.com, has agreed to do winning plaques for all of the winners. They're going to actually do a plaque for all the winners. So,
oh, cool. And so, people can pick it up off your mantle and go, oh, this is heavy.
You will be the owner of the 2010. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, they give you those big, heavy Oscars and those big Grammys and all that. It's kind of like that. And, you know, every time you see a celebrity interviewed that wins an Oscar, where do you keep your Oscar? So what we're going to do is we're going to have to check back in and find out where you hung your Hottest Horseman Award.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only...
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be quite that fancy, guys. We were thinking more of a $10 plaque.
It doesn't matter. It's the whole idea of having an award that says you're hot.
That's right.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I can honestly say this is one geek that has never seen an award like that. So, all right.
Do you want
an
honorable mention, Glenn, or something? We can give you one of those late afterwards. Have you on the show to talk about it?
We do want to mention.
Are we gonna have, all details on the website?
I just posted on Facebook, and we'll make sure that we keep those posting on Facebook and keep those nominations coming in right up until the 29th of December. So you can do that right there. And if we can figure it out, what I thought we could do too is after you get all the nominations and you get down to the top three in each category, that maybe we can put out a survey on Facebook and have our listeners take their vote too. So that their vote counts towards the final, if we can figure all that technology stuff out.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, our small woman panel will most definitely take into consideration our listeners' opinion.
Absolutely. We certainly would be happy to take into account everybody's ideas. But, you know, let's get the submissions in. Let's get this thing started. Let's get this ball rolling. We need your submissions. Again, the categories are most eligible bachelor. Again, single guy. So all the ladies can, you know, we won't give out his phone number unless he wants us to. Most eligible bachelor. The best in breeches. We need a photo of the man in breeches. We've got the hottest horse dad, the hottest horse husband, the best couple, of course, being horse and rider, because this is the horses in the morning, and then the hottest farrier and your hottest veterinarian. So submit those to us on Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, get one. But if you don't, you can email them to me or Helena, and you can find that on thehorseradionetwork.com. Cool?
Very cool.
Hey, why don't we do this, too? Why don't we have we'll take calls tomorrow morning. It's Friday, so it's a fun sort of day anyway. So why don't we take
Friday.
Calls tomorrow morning, and they can actually call in their entries tomorrow morning, and we can talk to them about that, too. So the listeners can call in tomorrow morning with their hottest entries in all these categories.
I love it. I'm so happy.
I can't believe you two are going to be on a show together. I'm still stuck on you two on doing a show together. That's where I'm still stuck.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Are we going to have to put a disclaimer, a rating on this particular episode? Is it going to have to go to adult category with you two on talking about hot guys?
Let's do that. Yeah, let's go ahead and protect ourselves.
It's once a year.
Yeah, well... I think I'm going to be joining you guys on the Stable Scoop episode tomorrow to reiterate all of these rules and regulations and nominations and categories, Helena. So we do so much appreciate you coming on to make the big announcement with us, the 2010 Hottest Horseman Awards to take place on December 30th, last day of the year. That's not a weekend.
Thank you. It has been my pleasure, and I look forward to having you on Table Scoop as well.
I'll talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Glenn, I think we got a lot covered.
I think, well, yeah. or uncovered. I'm not sure which. could be either one, depending on the pictures that come in. So you can place your nominations on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. And you are this was your brilliant brainchild, so you are keeping track of all these entries, right? You're going
to
do that?
You know, I'd be happy to, and I would like to point out that I have been doing a lot of research, because what we didn't tell you is we're accepting nominations of any sport, and we want the professionals, we want the amateurs, we want everybody in every sport. So I'm going to familiarize myself with the rodeo riders this weekend in Las Vegas. See, it's all tied together.
Ooh,
and I need to... Jennifer, go ahead.
And you have press passes, so you can interview them, too, to make sure that they're quality.
I'm going to have to go backstage with a camera, and I'm going to have to take pictures, and I'm going to have to post them on our Facebook page to get everybody else's opinion on the Cowboys. And I might have done some research of dressage riders. I've looked at, you know, event riders. I've looked at race riders. I've looked at – I've pretty much run the gamut. I've looked at reiners and ropers. And so if you're a dude and you ride horses, I've probably already seen your picture, but I'm just doing some research, Glenn. That's it. Just research.
This is torture for you. I you know, I didn't realize I was slave driving you this hard.
I know. Like I told you, I you know, I've covered award shows in Las Vegas and award shows in L.A. I've been on the red carpet, and I have never done this much research for an award show ever.
Well, thank you, Jamie. We appreciate your dedication to Horses in the Morning.
It's what I'm here for, but I need help. I really do. So I hope everybody jumps in, you know, feet first, and really supports the Horse Radio Network by nominating the 2010 Hottest Horseman.
All right. That'll be coming up on December the 30th, which is a Thursday. And so that's when that award show will be held. And as Jamie said, we do have some other really cool things planned coming up in the next couple of weeks for you, and a couple of things that we're going to ask, you know, you're going to have a chance to win some more stuff. So we might make you work for it a little bit, though, so that should be fun as well. So you can listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com, and that includes the Stable Scoops show that they were just talking about. That'll come out tomorrow. And you can follow us on Facebook. You can just search for Horses in the Morning, as we talked about before. And you can follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio.
And, of course, if you miss the live show, listen to the recorded version on our website, affiliate websites, or iTunes. You don't have to miss an episode ever. We're going to be back tomorrow morning at 9 Eastern. Hopefully, we'll have plenty of nominations to talk about. We'll be taking your calls on that. We're going to have a Collegiate of the Month, a College Rider of the Month, and we're going to take a look at Hackney Horses. So goodbye, everybody. Have a great day. Say goodbye, Glenn.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.